This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Mindset Monday here on the P2F podcast. This week, I want to talk about curiosity and the benefits of staying curious and being a lifelong learner. And I was talking with my wife over the weekend about how our daughter, who's not quite four, is just so curious. I mean, it's just question after question after question, which, you know, honestly can be a bit exhausting at times, but, you know, we absolutely love this personality trait of hers. It's how she's learning about the world around her. It's how she is learning how things work and just always questioning. And I think it's, you know, a trait that all children have, but for many of us, as we grow up and enter adulthood, you know, we can sometimes stop questioning and stop being so curious. And I don't think that is a good thing. I think that the more we continue to be curious and the more we ask questions, the more we can expect to continue to learn, and we can, you know, have our views change and our opinions change. But, you know, if we don't remain curious and if we don't open ourselves up to, you know, asking questions with the intent of really learning, right? Not just, you know, hearing what we think we already know and never changing our opinion or our views on any things, then, you know, that's a recipe for monotony, I guess. I mean, it's a recipe for plateauing and kind of just becoming stagnant. So wanted to talk a little bit today about the benefits of a curious mindset and also, you know, what we can do to adopt more of a curious mindset in our everyday life, and how can we maintain more curiosity with the goal being to just have continuous growth and continuous learning in our lives. So curiosity is actually defined as seeking new information and experiences. And as we get older, I think, you know, we tend to embed our assumptions about who we are and how things should be. Unless we're somehow jolted into thinking differently, it's easy to lose sight of the value of being open to new things, whether it's, you know, the latest fashion or trying a new food or a new book or new music to listen to, or just simply new ways of being and working. And, you know, as I just mentioned with my daughter, children have this kind of natural curiosity. You know, everything is a learning opportunity for them. And I think that plays a big part in how they learn about the world around them. And I think we can learn from kids in this regard. You know, however, kids also learn from a very young age to adapt to those around them. You know, their focus is external to others. This can often be known as personas, and we might have different personas for different people in different settings that we find ourselves in. And think about it. It's, you know, it's true. And there's the old saying, you know, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time around. But I know I'm guilty of it. I mean, when I'm around some people, I kind of adopt a certain persona. Whereas when I'm in other people and in a different setting, then I adopt a different persona. The famous Swiss psychologist, Carl Jung, described these personas as masks that we learn to wear in the first stage of our lives, usually, you know, up until we're about 30 years old. And these masks are designed on the one hand to make a definite impression upon others, and on the other hand, to conceal the true nature of the individual. So these masks can be to, you know, for a kid, these masks can be to please parents, teachers, and people in authority once, you know, you start working as you get older. However, it's very easy to become over-attached to certain masks, which could then restrict our development, especially as we start to get older, so we haven't yet fully discovered who we are. Self-awareness coming from a healthy curiosity helps us question these masks and our mindset in general, so that as we enter, you know, the next phase of our life, whether that be midlife or you know, even stages of life after that, we can integrate all of the parts of who we are and who we want to be. And then our focus can shift to being both external, focused on others, and internal, focused on ourselves. So another reason that I think remaining to be curious can be very, very helpful. And there's a quote along these lines that Carl Jung had where he said, life really does begin at 40. Until then, you're just doing research, which I thought was an interesting quote. So, you know, what makes a curious mindset? As I was kind of reading and preparing for this podcast, I put some notes together and found that there are several key traits that make up a curious mindset. So here are some of the traits or qualities that you might find useful to try to develop to have a more curious mindset. The first is just simply be open-minded. Keep an open mind, especially to different viewpoints and options. I think most of us as we get older are guilty of kind of not really changing our opinions. Once we kind of think we have something figured out, then we don't really open ourselves up to listen to other views and stances on certain subjects. And so going hand in hand with that, the next quality is to question your mindset. You know, you can get stuck in habits, especially as you get older, and these habits may enable you or limit you. So here's a little exercise that you can do on your own, simply with a piece of paper. For example, if you're, you know, leading a project, if you're at a crossroads or you're trying to make a decision, simply ask yourself these questions and see where your answers take you. So step one is describe the mindset that limits you in being fully effective in whatever it is, X, Y, Z. Step two is how does this mindset manifest in terms of your behavior? And then step three, ask yourself what underlying assumptions might there be which are connected to this mindset? And then four, ask yourself which statement is having most effect on your behavior. And then fifth, what mindset would you need to hold in order to be more effective? And then step six, ask yourself what step or experiment could be taken to loosen the grip on the limiting assumption. All right, and then once you've gone through that exercise, then you're going to want to sit down and kind of list out what is your key enabling mindset, which assists you in effectively enabling whatever it was you were working on in the first place, X, Y, Z. I think that's a good exercise to go through and can be pretty enlightening if you actually take the time to do it. The next quality is, and this, you know, is kind of what I was alluding to earlier with my daughter, but just ask questions, right? Like with most kids, they're always asking why. Why do I have to go to bed now? Why does the toy make that noise when I press this button? Why is the sky blue? And we can learn from them to understand our own situations. Next quality is stay positive. Even if you don't want to do something, go into it with a curious state of mind. Assume that you or someone else will learn or gain something from it, even if you don't yet know what or how. And I think that's huge. Stay positive. And the next is adopt an attitude of lifelong learning. You know, these days there's no longer a job for life. You know, most people are not staying in their career with the same company for 30 or 40 years. When you keep learning, it's stimulating for you and helps you to be more marketable, right? You develop more skills and, you know, things that you can take with you for the rest of your life to make you a better employee, make you more successful in business, and just more successful in life in general. And then the next quality is be diverse, right? Read a diverse range of books and articles and talk to a wide range of people. Suspend your judgment and try to maintain your curiosity. You don't know what inspiration you may find in the most unexpected places. You know, if we just read the same types of books or listen to the same music or, you know, watch the same things on TV or only have conversations with the same small group of people, then, you know, over time, you're going to know exactly what you're going to get from these things. And you're not opening yourself up to new information and new ways of thinking about things. And you're going to kind of plateau. So, and there's actually a lot of research behind this. I mean, recent studies have revealed that curiosity can improve psychological and social functioning. Researchers tested whether curious people show better psychological adaptation because one, they're less sensitive to rejection, and two, they're less susceptible to daily social rejection experiences. They found that rejection sensitivity partially mediates the relationship between curiosity and psychological adaptation, which is, you know, life satisfaction and depression. So furthermore, curiosity moderated the relationships between perceived daily social rejection experiences and life satisfaction. So basically, the study would say that curious people are buffered against such adverse effects relative to less curious people. And I'll post the link to this study in the show notes because this is where I'm kind of pulling some of this information from. I thought it was pretty interesting, but their findings suggest one possible explanation for why curious people experience better psychological functioning. It's because they appear to be less affected by social rejection. And, you know, again, I think that's a huge benefit of staying curious, right? So just keep this in mind, you know, approach each and every day with the curiosity of a three-year-old. And if you do that, you'll never stop learning. You'll never stop expanding your mindset and how you think about things. And I think you'll learn a lot of great things. You'll learn from a lot of people that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. And you never know, your opinion on certain things may change and your views of the world may change. And, you know, who knows where that can take you in your life. The possibilities are really endless. But what I can tell you is that if we stop being curious, then nothing's going to change. And you can't expect, you know, growth or further development in your life. You're going to kind of stay plateaued wherever you happen to be at that particular point in your life. So anyways, that's my short little Mindset Monday episode for this week. Be curious, my friends. Go out there, have a fantastic week, and drop in. We'll see you back here soon. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.